This morning on WCHL, police identify the cyclist who died on Friday after being hit by a vehicle. The Carborough Police Department's community forum spent most of his time discussing racial profiling last night. As national conversations continue after the killing of an unarmed black man in Ferguson, Missouri, 2 months ago.
Let the guns rust. You don't need it.
And the U.S. Supreme Court's indecision on same-sex marriage in Virginia leaves the door wide open for more marriage bans to fall.
While marriage is not available on this day, at this hour, here in North Carolina for same-sex couples, it could happen as early as this week. Certainly, there could be same-sex weddings on Halloween, I think, here in North Carolina.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. The UNC football team is staring at its toughest challenge yet this season on the road against Notre Dame. And
Russell Wilson continues to revolutionize the pro football game.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, 54 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of clouds today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 78 degrees. Tonight we'll get down into the upper 50s, 30% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, sunny skies and a little bit warmer with highs up in the 80s. Chapel Hill police have announced the identity of the cyclist who was killed in a vehicle collision last Friday, Pamela Lane, 57, of Durham. The accident took place at 9:30 a.m. Friday near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Hillsborough Street. Lane was riding her bike on the sidewalk of MLK when she was struck by a vehicle exiting the parking lot of a gas station near that intersection. Lane was transported to the emergency room at UNC but died later of her injuries. Chapel Hill police are still investigating the accident. No charges have been filed so far. A community forum with Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton was originally planned as a response to public concerns about military tactics, weapons, and gear used by law officers nationwide, similar to the forum held by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue over the weekend. Much of last night's two-hour conversation at Town Hall in Carborough turned out to be about racial profiling, as WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
The idea for this community conversation about policing came out of the events in Ferguson earlier this year, and specifically actually questions about militarization. While that might be discussed somewhat tonight, we decided that it was time for a community conversation just about community policing in general.
That's Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle addressing a packed town hall boardroom on Monday night. There were indeed questions from citizens to Carborough Police Chief Walter Horton about the town's participation in the 1033 program of the U.S. Department of Defense, the conduct of Ferguson, Missouri police and the combat gear they used to deal with protesters after a policeman shot and killed Michael Brown on August 9th, shone a national spotlight on the program, which supplies military surplus items to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Horton responding to a question about that.
We are members of that program, but we haven't actively participated in several years.
He added that his department buys its own weapons, the same kind of weapons any citizen could purchase at Walmart. In reality, he said, the 39 sworn officers of the department are outgunned. Horton said the department was forced to reevaluate its weapons policy after 26-year-old UNC law student Wendell Williamson randomly opened fire with an M1 rifle along Henderson Street in Chapel Hill on January 26, 1995, killing two people and wounding a few others. Horton, a patrol officer at the time, was in court in Chapel Hill that day, and he was one of the officers that returned fire on Williamson and brought him down. Before that incident, he said, rifles at the Carborough Police Department had been locked up for so long they had started to rust. After that day, they were pulled out of storage. But Carborough resident Corey Edwards said he did not see the need for rifles, nor the protective jackets and shields displayed by police officers at the forum. When police are armed like that, he asked, what is to prevent another Ferguson happening in Carborough?
This town doesn't need that. It doesn't need that. You said the guns were rusted. Let the guns rust. You don't need it.
Edwards also related a story of his wife being pulled over on Rogers Road while he was in the passenger seat, an experience that felt like racial profiling to him. He wasn't the only person in the room to raise the issue, and Horton took some exception.
We don't racial profile. To be honest with you, I kind of feel offended by that because being the first black chief, again, I know how it is to grow up being a black male here. I've been walking and have people cross the street. I've been in other places and looked at funny by the police. I know how that feels. So I would not let that go on here.
Alderperson Michelle Johnson said she realized Horton was in a tough spot, but added that a conversation about racial profiling when it comes to traffic stops and other interactions with police needed to take place.
I don't know if you feel like you're in the position of having to answer for everyone's behavior in your department. You probably do feel like that. And I feel like the conversation might shift if racism is present. Carrboro is no different than any other place.
James Williams, a public defender for Orange and Chatham counties and a Carrboro resident for 24 years, agreed.
This whole concept of structural racism, implicit bias, unconscious racism, sometimes affects our decision making, even when we are not aware of it. We need to get away from this concern that somebody is suggesting that someone is racist.
Williams then summarized data regarding police stops and interactions with citizens in Carrboro between 2004 and 2013. Williams said the data showed that African Americans that got stopped were 233% more likely to be searched in Carrboro. Despite some tough topics, the conversation never got heated, and citizens thanked Horton several times for being there, as well as for the good work police do in the community. Local activist Manju Rajendran and others suggested that citizen boards be allowed more oversight over police.
Rather than us shaping our agreements around faith and trust towards folks in your position, I'd like us to move towards a set of policies that reflect what we've heard in this room.
A few citizens said they'd like to see police wearing body cameras. Horton said the department would like that, but right now they're cost prohibitive. The department recently started using car cameras. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Orange County commissioners will consider spending $1.5 million to upgrade the 911 emergency response system when the board meets tonight. County officials say it's time to update the 911 phone system to accept texts, pictures, and videos from callers and emergency responders. The next generation 911 solution, as it's being called, will cost the county $22,000 to install and nearly $26,000 in recurring expenses for a total of $1.5 million over the next 5 years. While the monthly rate is significantly more than the county has been paying with its current provider, county staffers say the current provider is not able to offer those new services. Some of the money for the new system will come from the state's emergency telephone fund. The board will also consider moving forward with plans to expand the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill now that the town council has approved a special use permit for that site. The Board of County Commissioners meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Whitted Meeting Room, 300 West Tryon Street in Hillsborough. The UNC football scandal has been ongoing since 2010 when NCAA investigators first arrived on the Carolina campus, alerted in part by a tweet about an extravagant night out from former Tar Heel football player Marvin Austin. Now, UNC, like many schools, has a social media policy for student-athletes. Head Sports Information Director at the university, Steve Kirshner, says it's designed to teach athletes responsible social media practices without placing undue limits on their freedom of expression.
The university encourages our kids to participate in social media. We do promote free speech. I think from a university standpoint, we want to promote the university. We want these kids to be able to promote themselves, the good things about college life, but we also want them to do it in a responsible manner.
But while UNC is certainly not alone in regulating social media activity, some legal scholars say the policy raises questions about student-athletes' First Amendment rights. Carolina Connections' Andrew Stern has more.
In order to ensure that athletes are following the social media policy, the athletic department has at least one person per team who monitors every athlete's social media accounts. The school also employs Varsity Monitor, a third-party company, to help. Kirshner describes some of the things that the current policy prohibits.
Offensive language, criticizing officials, criticizing the opponents or teammates, just typical good standards.
If a post violates these good standards, coaches can order athletes to remove it or face punishment as severe as losing their scholarships. In some cases, good standards aren't spelled out in writing, and many situations are open to the athletic department's discretion.
It's sort of sometimes you know it when you see it kind of thing.
UNC media law professor Tori Ekstrand sees some potential legal issues for a policy that leaves so much up to interpretation.
I think the thing that I look at and some of my colleagues look at as being a little problematic are phrases like they're not going to tolerate disrespectful comments. And then there's no definition of what that is. So how can athletes reasonably control their social media presence without a definition of what the university thinks is disrespectful?
Ekstrand says the policy leaves out some other considerations, too.
If the student didn't agree with the coach's decision or the monitoring of a social media comment, could the athlete reasonably appeal that decision?
While First Amendment scholars might question the legality of UNC's current policy, athletes like football player Tim Scott say the policy is for his own good.
I actually say that they're helping us, you know, because after all this is over, you're going to have to get a job. And nowadays, jobs look at what you put on social media. So they're actually helping us for the long run.
Track and field athlete Houston Summers, a representative on the Student Athlete Advisory Council, says the policy is for more than just protecting future job prospects.
I think the university has some stock in understanding that they have a brand. They have an image to uphold, and as part of that, they also hold the student athlete responsible for what they put out. So they want to raise awareness that we need to be sensitive to the things that we put out and the things that we post, because not only do they represent ourselves and our family, they represent the university.
Social media issues are nothing new at UNC. The entire athletic academic scandal began with the football player's tweet. In the wake of that, the NCAA reprimanded UNC for not being vigilant enough in monitoring its athletes' social media accounts. Now, for most athletes, social media censorship is simply a reality if they want to compete for UNC.
That is Andrew Stern reporting for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Carolina Connection airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time, 8:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and we will begin with traffic this morning. And traffic is brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, you put the kiss of death on it earlier, Ron, and we're going to take a look here and see just what you did to traffic. It's been moving pretty smoothly so far this morning, so that's good news. But you'll see the usual slowdowns, 15501 northbound and southbound. Watch out for the taillights. Also, NC54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Just seeing minor to moderate delays this morning. On I-40 eastbound and westbound, right around the Miami Boulevard area, we're seeing some slowdowns. No accident reported there, but heavier than usual delays there, so be on the lookout. Also, I-40 heading westbound between Harrison Avenue and Airport Boulevard, seeing some delays right now as well. But no accidents being reported. If you see anything major as you travel throughout the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro, or you can give us a call, 919-967-8363. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you to do it safely.
My bad for creating that traffic jam out there.
Yeah, could
sorry
be.
About that.
Could be you.
Yeah, I just got to watch what I say. You know, I've got to become more tremulous like Wayne Pond.
You know, I was playing a game. I don't know if you know the game Celebrity. Have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
It's a fun one. I won't go into the details
of it. It's like a social media game?
It's almost like charades, but it's...
Sure.
It's got three different levels. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'll explain it sometime.
Okay.
A friend of mine, we were in the round where you were only allowed two words.
Uh-huh.
You can only use two words to describe this celebrity.
Okay.
I was starting with every time, which counts as a word. A friend of mine a friend of my wife. She said, "Ran, stop. Think about what you're going to say, and then say it."
Yeah.
Not a bad life lesson I learned that day.
That sounds like a lot like Hollywood Game Night. With Jane, what's her name?
Fonda?
Hosting it? No.
I don't know.
No. Funny. Jane Lynch.
Right.
She's great.
It might be very, very similar to that.
Yeah, you gotta check that out. That's a fun show.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. 53 this morning in Carborough, where it's always it'll be cooler. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers. Our high today about 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance for showers with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, a little bit warmer tomorrow with the highs in the low 80s.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
8:19 at WCHL. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take action, at least not right now, on the same-sex marriage issue. But that decision actually has some major ramifications nationwide and right here in North Carolina. What the court did yesterday was decline to review five lower court rulings on same-sex marriage, which effectively means those rulings are allowed to stand. And each of those rulings ruling struck down a ban on gay marriage. So by not acting on Monday, the court effectively legalized same-sex marriage in 5 different states at once. Those states are Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Virginia. Now, the Virginia ruling came down from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, North Carolina, also in that jurisdiction, which means the Virginia ruling applies to North Carolina as well. There needs to be another court ruling to make that official, but based on the Fourth Circuit's ruling, our ban on same-sex marriage in North Carolina will be struck down, and same-sex marriage will be legal and recognized perhaps even in a matter of days. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith is a constitutional attorney. He's been a national advocate for same-sex marriage for years, and he spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck at length on Monday afternoon.
I was as shocked as any Supreme Court watcher was. But, you know, in hindsight, I think, you know, those of us who were paying attention to some of the conversations that members of the court were having during their summer off, particularly Justice Ginsburg, we got a signal from her earlier this summer that, well, maybe the court won't take cert on these, and they will pass, and they'll look for and wait for a decision that upholds a marriage ban. But I don't think many of us thought that that was actually going to be what happened.
That is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith speaking with Aaron Keck. There's a lengthy conversation that you can hear on our website at chapelborough.com. On Monday, the ACLU of North Carolina filed a request seeking an immediate ruling from Chief U.S. District Judge William Osteen in Greensboro that would officially overturn the state's ban on same-sex marriage. 8:21 at WCHL. Time for championship sports. Football coach Larry Fedora leads a Carolina team that has earned the dubious distinction of being one of the most penalized teams in the ACC and, in turn, the nation. But Coach Fedora says mistakes are correctable with a road trip at number 6, Notre Dame, looming for this Saturday. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
It's an old cliche, but it's never a good sign to hear coaches reference the shooting ourselves in the foot saying. On Monday, Coach Fedora went to the well one more time when discussing the myriad mistakes committed by the UNC offense and Saturday's 34-17 home loss to Virginia Tech.
You name it. I mean, whether it was a guy flinching, guy jumping off sides, missed assignment here. I mean, and again, it would be easy if it was just one guy. You know, we could replace one guy, but that's not the way it is. It's we take turns shooting ourselves in the foot right now. The good thing is that everything that's sitting there is correctable. We just got to get it corrected.
With back-to-back games against two of the remaining 10 undefeated teams in the FBS, the Tar Heels had better get the sloppiness out of them sooner rather than later. Coach Fedora says for right now, his players are battling within themselves. He says until the mistakes are corrected, the Tar Heels have more pressing issues to worry about than their next opponent.
Focus yesterday for us was, going back and, you know, breaking down the film and looking at all the mistakes that we made and seeing that we look like a team that if we could get our mistakes corrected, if we could do the, you know, if we could take care of the things within our team right now, then we could be a decent football team. But until we do that, it's going to be tough.
With that said, the Carolina skipper recognizes the huge opportunity afforded to UNC this weekend. Coach Fedora says playing at Notre Dame in front of a national TV audience is exciting.
A tremendous opportunity ahead of us this week. We get a chance to go to Notre Dame, number 5 team in the country, and play on national TV. So it's exciting, should be a lot of fun.
Snagging the program's first top 10 victory since a 31-28 win over number 4 Miami in 2004 would make the trip all the more fun. But with 3 straight defeats, it's easy to question the confidence level in the UNC locker room. Coach Fedora, though, insists his players maintain belief.
I would say fine, but I'm not a guy that wavers up and down on my confidence based on one game. I mean, I don't know how you do that. I mean, there's frustration involved, but I don't think there's a lack of confidence in what we do or how we do things.
The UNC defense appears to have steadily improved with far better tackling and energy since the debacle at ECU a few weeks ago. Coach Fedora agrees with that assessment.
I think they've taken the challenge. They're doing a better job of maintaining their gaps and not trying to do too much. Just stay in your gap, do what you're supposed to do, and know that somebody else is going to be in the other gap. And so I think they're doing a much better job of that. If you watch when the ball's thrown, we're getting pressure on the quarterback, and they're also doing a good job of getting, you know, and retracing and get back down the field.
Coach Fedora, who will be making his first trip to Notre Dame, was asked if he'd let the team soak in the rich tradition and history at South Bend this weekend. He says there won't be time for sightseeing and offered a more attractive alternative.
Well, we really, you know, we don't get that opportunity. I mean, we stay, I think we're an hour away from where, you know, we go in there and you're there a couple hours before the game and leave after the game. So there's not a whole lot of time for soaking up anything. So I'd rather go in there and try to make some.
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Did you by any chance watch the Monday Night Football game last night with the Seattle Seahawks? They managed to overcome a lot of costly penalties to earn a 27-17 victory in Washington last night. Seahawks were called for 13 penalties, including three that wiped out touchdowns, all by Percy Harvin. Two of them running scores, and another one was on a touchdown pass from Russell Wilson. All got wiped out. The flags didn't stop Russell Wilson from having one of the most impressive performances of his NFL career. Wilson rushed for a career-high 122 yards, including a 9-yard touchdown run that put Seattle ahead 17-0 in the first half. He also completed 18 of 24 passes for 201 yards and two more scores as the defending Super Bowl champs improved to 3-1 this season. He is awfully tough to defend. Seattle is an NFL best 21-8 on Monday nights, including 9 consecutive wins and an 11-1 mark under Coach Pete Carroll. Washington, meanwhile, continued to experience problems. The Redskins are now 1-4 on the season. And Art has more on Russell Wilson coming up. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Russell Wilson continues to revolutionize the pro football game. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The Seattle Seahawks have shown some flaws this season, having already lost once and making enough mistakes to keep their victories close. But the defending Super Bowl champions remain the favorite because of Russell Wilson, the quarterback who continues doing the impossible in the NFL. Watching Wilson play against the Redskins Monday night, you see the most versatile and daring quarterback in the game. And while other mobile QBs, such as the injured Robert Griffin III, keep the old axiom going that the pocket is the safest place, Wilson brazenly takes his game all over the field. He was the leading rusher for the Seahawks in their 27-17 win at Washington, running 11 times for 122 yards. That's an 11-yard average as Wilson takes off through the middle, scrambles out of trouble, and then keeps the ball on the option read that combines the best of college and pro football. Because of his sub-6-foot size, the Seahawks have created an offense that allows Wilson to see downfield better by moving him around. Yet he never seems to be in danger, sliding safely at the end of long runs and just being so elusive that he rarely takes a direct hit. Against the Redskins, besides setting the Monday Night Football record for rushing yards as a quarterback, Wilson also completed 18 of 24 passes for 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. The former NC State star is razor accurate from the pocket, or as a rollout wizard throwing amazing touch passes while moving at full speed. Many of his throws were dink and donk tosses while escaping tacklers, as his average pass completion was 3 yards less than his average run. His 323 yards of total offense makes Wilson seem like a one-man team. But Seattle has so many more weapons that they could become the first back-to-back Super Bowl champs since the Patriots 10 years ago. They would be a very good team without the wondrous Wilson, but the whiz kid from Richmond makes them extraordinary to watch and very, very tough to beat on the road to another Super Bowl. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapel Bar and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today. College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
Coleman, Huntsoon, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite. Our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Are you aware of the wash sale rule? It prevents you from claiming a loss on the sale or trade of a security in a wash sale. There are ways to avoid the wash sale rule and still achieve your goals and asset allocation. Contact us for ideas on saving on taxes on your investments. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntsoon, and Brown. And you can find more on chapelboro.com. Football season is back, and at Great Outdoor Provision Company, we've got the gear you need to take your tailgates to the next level. Check out our ultra-tough Yeti coolers guaranteed to make ice shiver, or pick up a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses for those glorious day games. Last but not least, we've got outerwear options from Patagonia, like Cinchilla Snap Tees and better sweaters to keep you warm as we get deeper into the season. Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair, available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 55 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 78 degrees tonight, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of showers with a low around 58. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high in the low 80s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in the state. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Keeping Ebola at bay. The World Health Organization stressing
people who are infected with Ebola, they should not be traveling.
But President Obama says we should give travelers coming into the U.S. a closer look.
Additional passenger screening, both at the source and here in the United States.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says chances are slim, though, you'd catch Ebola sitting on a plane with an infected passenger.
Unless you're exchanging bodily fluids at 35,000 feet with someone that you know to be infected, I'd be more concerned about the quality of the airline food.
There have been no cases of people contracting Ebola inside the U.S., but in Spain, a nurse caught it from a patient brought there.
They're going to have an extensive investigation. They're going to have to figure out exactly what happened, exactly what protocol was followed and what protocol was not followed.
That's CBS News medical correspondent, Dr. John Lapook. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL. 832, 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, and a fairly nice day today. High today in the upper 70s. I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill police have announced the identity of the cyclist who was killed in a vehicle collision last Friday, Pamela Lane, 57 years old, Durham. The accident took place at 9:39 a.m. on Friday near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Hillsborough Street. Lane was riding her bicycle on the sidewalk of MLK when she was struck by a vehicle that was exiting the parking lot of a gas station there. Lane was transported to the emergency room at UNC hospitals but died later of her injuries. Chapel Hill Police Department is still investigating the accident. No charges have been filed thus far. Orange County commissioners will consider spending $1.5 million to upgrade the 911 emergency response system. When the board meets tonight, county officials say it's time to update the 911 phone system to accept text, pictures, and videos from callers and emergency responders. The next generation 911 solution, as it's being called, will cost the county $22,000 to install and nearly $26,000 in recurring expenses for a total of $1.5 million over the next 5 years. While the monthly rate is significantly more than the county has been paying with its current provider, county staffers say the current provider is not able to offer those new services. Some of the money for the new system will come from the state's emergency telephone fund. The board will also consider moving forward with plans to expand the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Homestead Road in Chapel Hill now that the town council has approved a special use permit for the site. Town council had to use the Southern Human Services Center a lot while town hall, town council chambers were being fixed after all the flooding. The Board of County Commissioners meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Whitted Meeting Room at 300 West Tryon Street in Hillsboro. The UNC football scandal has been ongoing since 2010 when NCAA investigators first arrived on campus, alerted in part by a tweet about an extravagant night out from former football player Marvin Austin. Now, UNC, like many schools, has a social media policy for student-athletes. Head Sports Information Director Steve Kirshner says it's designed to teach athletes responsible social media practices without placing undue limits on their freedom of expression.
The university encourages our kids to participate in social media. We do promote free speech. I think from a university standpoint, we want to promote the university. We want these kids to be able to promote themselves, the good things about college life, but we also want them to do it in a responsible manner.
But while UNC is certainly not alone in regulating social media activities, some legal scholars say the policy raises questions about student-athletes' First Amendment rights. Carolina Connection's Andrew Stern has a report on this. You'll hear it later on in the day. And also, you can check it out on our website, chapelboro.com. The Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Carolina Connection airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the academic year. A judge is holding a hearing today to find out how North Carolina will comply with an appeals court ruling that restores same-day registration and counting out-of-precinct ballots for the fall election. U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Schroeder's hearing today comes just days after he issued a preliminary injunction to comply with a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a decision cheered by civil rights groups that sued over a 2013 elections law backed by North Carolina's Republican leaders. The injunction means both provisions have been set aside, at least for now. State attorneys asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene so the provisions can be implemented. Opponents of the law are urging the high court to block parts they say could discourage minorities from casting ballots. Republicans and Democrats have filed dueling ethics complaints in the hotly contested Senate race between Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and GOP challenger Tom Tillis. The North Carolina Republican Party charged on Monday that Hagan's husband improperly benefited from the 2009 economic stimulus law that Hagan voted to approve. A Democratic group immediately fired back, announcing plans to file a complaint against Tillis for his support of a green energy tax credit program that benefited a bank in which Tillis holds stock. Tillis is Speaker of the North Carolina House. The dueling complaints were filed with the Senate Ethics Committee and the North Carolina State Ethics Commission, respectively. Both candidates have denied any wrongdoing. Representatives of the two campaigns call the other's attack a sign of desperation with less than a month to go before Election Day. A North Carolina drug maker is providing its experimental antiviral drug to the Liberian man being treated for Ebola in Dallas. Officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital say Thomas Eric Duncan is in critical condition and being treated with the oral medicine developed by Chimerix Incorporated. Another drug called ZMAP was exhausted after being used on a few patients, and a third drug called TKM Ebola is also said to be in limited supply. WCHL News Time is 8:37. Coming up next on WCHL, today's commentary on the way from Wally Post, and also today being Tuesday, it's Adopt-a-Pet Day on WCHL.
Hey, Carolina fans! Enter now at Lloyd Tire in Chapel Hill to win a trip to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels play three games, courtesy of Continental Tire, presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. Let Continental Tire help you get in the game this season. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-a-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering 30% off all Nature's Variety raw and dry foods. And check out our grooming special, which features a free teeth cleaning with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-a-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
It's time to treat yourself to a day of fun and beauty at the Carolina Medi Spa. Come celebrate with us Thursday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and take advantage of special discounts on skin products, laser treatments, injectables, and more. And everyone who comes by will receive a $50 voucher and a gift bag with free product samples. See you October 23rd at the Carolina Medi Spa Open House on 54 just south of I-40. Find out more at carolinamedispa.com and let us show you how to make your skin look as good as it feels.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers, good to go.
Today's offer at our local deal is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a winter heating check available today for only $39, normally $140 value. Carolina Air Conditioning Company has been in the HVAC business since 1947. With today's deal, the certified specialist from Carolina Air will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and air conditioning checkup to ensure you're ready for the chilly temperatures ahead. It's over half off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 840 at WCHL, and time now for Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Metamont for healthy pet food and treats, stylish accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill suggests finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet. And we have Charlie and Victoria here today with a couple of cats. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Victoria, which animal organization do you represent?
We're here from Independent Animal Rescue in Durham.
Okay. Good. AnimalRescue.net.
That's right.
The details. Mm-hmm. And Charlie, tell us about these two cats that you guys brought in.
These two beautiful white cats that we have here are part of their foster program. Mm-hmm. And we've had them for about a year and a half.
Wow.
They are... They're white cats from the same group, litter, and they have the question. You know, when you get a wild cat, mm-hmm. a feral cat, is will they adopt a being in a home or will they need to go back out into the wild? But they just took right to us and took right to our place. And there are few things better on a winter's night than having a warm cat on your lap. Well, and I tell you,
Victoria, if you've had these cats
We've had them for a year and a half.
You are awfully attached to them. I know it'll be hard to give them up to their permanent home.
We are attached to them, but we also think they need a forever home, and that if we find a home for them, then we can take more cats in.
Do you have an idea of how old they are?
They're probably about 2 years old.
Okay. And what are their names?
Stella Mae and Blanche. They're both snow white cats. It's hard to tell them apart, but we can teach anybody who adopts them to tell them apart.
Uh-huh.
We're hoping that they could be adopted together, but if they can't, that's also fine.
Yeah.
They're very adaptable.
Be great to keep them together.
Be nice to keep them and get together, but they'd be fine by themselves.
Charlie, how do they get along with dogs or children?
Well, in the Independent Animal Rescue Group wants them to be inside cats because they feel that inside cats live longer and all. So they haven't had a lot of exposure to dogs. We don't have a dog. And our daughters are often on their own these days. But when they come home, they certainly love being with our girls and and other kids. When they come over, they like them. They like them a lot.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they do well. I mean, they've kind of grown up in a quiet house, but they've been very adaptable. So I think they'd be fine with kids. Little tiny kids would need some supervision.
Yeah. But, so give me their name. Stella Mae and Blanche.
Stella Mae and Blanche, right, from Streetcar.
Well, that's really cool. If folks want to find out more about them, you can go to your website, which is?
Independent Animal Rescue. It's animal.
AnimalRescue.net.
AnimalRescue.net.
Yeah, I've got that ingrained in my brain.
Right.
Charlie.
There's pictures of them there. There's more of a description, all the information you need about adopting a cat through IAR.
We're also, Charlie, going to take some pictures of them while they're here and put them on our website, which is chapelbro.com, with a link to your website. And we'll also put them on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So
that's
we
great.
Have close to a 100% adoption rate here. So
oh, that's wonderful.
Do you
it's
really
good. Yeah.
Are you that's kidding? Great.
It's very close. It's really cool to see these pets come in here and then find out a day later that they're adopted.
Well, if folks are looking for a couple of beautiful cats, well, these are they.
That's right. And we'd be happy for people who want to apply, go through the IAR website to come and visit them, you know, sit down, let them climb all over them.
Mm-hmm. And you guys live in Chapel Hill?
We live in Chapel Hill.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Fantastic. Well, hey, listen, thanks for coming in. And again, you can check out our Adopt-A-Pet on our website for Stella Mae and Blanche, two beautiful cats. And they could be in your home within a matter of a couple of days. AnimalRescue.net has all the details. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you,
Thank
Ron.
You.
Victoria
Appreciate
and
it.
Charlie. All right. It's 844 at WCHL, and now, as promised, it is time for Wiley Post with today's commentary.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Are North Carolina tax incentives a new profit motive? Pat McCrory has been handing out millions of taxpayer dollars to draw new businesses to North Carolina and pay his top staffers. Now, before I get bombarded with all the GOP talking points on how we just can't afford to tax the job creators, please hear me out. Why does business need to include tax cuts to secure quarterly profits? When did businesses start holding states hostage to demand lower taxes, better roads, higher speed internet, utilities, and cheaper labor in a right-to-work state? Could it be that the decline of the middle class over the past 30 years has caused even our biggest businesses to turn away from a consumer-based economy to corporate welfare to stay in business? Over the past decades, the middle class has lost the battle with the likes of Art Pope, Charles and David Koch, and Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson on dividing America to push their viewer of smaller government through lower taxes. Senate candidate Tom Tillis was recorded back in 2011 explaining how he planned dividing the sick against the poor to push his cuts to unemployment through in 2012. How will Art Pope find the funds to continue corporate welfare when other states have deeper pockets and can offer more cuts to look good for political gain? Raising property taxes. It's the only steady revenue left they can bank on. Orange County announced a property tax increase to cover shortfalls caused by tax cuts passed in the General Assembly last year after handing out $1.4 million to a candy company to create only 60 jobs. Chapel Hill announced it will have to raise taxes to meet the needs of our schools. Now his staff, which will be paid with money from our gas tax, tells us he's given $17 million to a parts company to move their headquarters to Raleigh. Where will the money come from? You guessed it. Higher property taxes, more service taxes, and newer fees generated from our daily activities. Budgets from Raleigh must support the middle class because businesses need to rely more on customer spending than government handouts to stay in business. When businesses have more demand than supply, you guessed it, more jobs. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBlue.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis with 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including Five Guys, Venable Rotisserie Bistro, and the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamut. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday, and go online to chapelboro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Jewel Recycle, and Louise Beck Properties. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play three games and stay four nights in the Bahamas.
And let me give you just a few more sponsor locations where you can go and register. Best Tile in Durham, Buns, Cameron's, Carolina Coffee Shop, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, F&F Automotive, Five Guys, Burgers and Fries, Great Outdoor Provision Company, Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, Glass Half Full, Home Watch Caregivers, Hickory Tavern, and Jersey Mike's. A lot of other locations as well. Check them out on our website at chapelboro.com. Our biggest contest of the year is underway. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and chapelboro.com are going to send you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through 28th. The winner will get great seats to three UNC games and four nights on Paradise Island. I will take caller number five right now. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. You can get on the list and perhaps be a qualifier.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection. Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Hey, thank you very much for all the phone calls. I couldn't answer them all. I apologize for that. But got a person to go on the list for the qualifier, and his name is Hal Durham. Hal Durham is our latest person on the list, and we'll have a drawing on Thursday morning to get our latest on-air qualifier. Hal Durham, thank you so much for listening, and you could be on your way to the Bahamas for four nights and watch three Tar Heel games while you're there. So keep listening, and you may be our next qualifier on the list. In addition to all that, you'll have an opportunity to call in this afternoon during the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck right here on WCHL. That same phone number, keep it handy, 929-WCHL, which is 929-9245. So there you go. Your opportunity comes up again. And remember to go to our website to check out all the details in the contest and also get all 30 sponsor locations where you can get registered. 852 at WCHL. Time to meet today's hometown hero. But first of all, let me just give you this invitation to call. If you know Wayne's Pond's word of the day, what is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. If you can get in with them before anyone else, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And the word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Malinchuk is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And Laura, you volunteer in so many different areas.
Oh my goodness, it's the wonderful people in the community, the opportunities that I've been given through some folks that I know that are just amazing leaders in the community. So I'm just very humbled to be honored.
You've submitted a tireless effort in making sure that Tiger Chill works at Chapel Hill High School. You're also a member of the PTSA at Chapel Hill High, Porch, Skajaja, Color of the Hill, and Scouts. You'd commit so much time to so many different organizations.
I just really enjoy working with the people that I work with in all of those organizations, and I love seeing the people that we serve benefit from the things that we organize, so it's really not a big deal.
Not to you, maybe. Let me ask you about a couple of other things you do. Porch, what's your involvement in that, and why is that so important?
Well, I sit on the board of Porch. I became involved in it right after we moved here about 3.5 years ago. I helped the three wonderful women that started Porch. Mainly, I help them on the Porch Sort Days, which is the one Monday a month. It's when we're sorting food over at St. Thomas More. I kind of help with the distribution of the food that comes in out to the pantries, making sure that there are cars that can ferry those groceries to those pantries. And then I also help with the Food for Families program, which provides fresh fruits and vegetables and milk and eggs to families that have been designated as folks that are falling short and feeding their families every month by the school social workers that we deliver to the elementary schools and some of our refugee families in the area.
I know that you volunteer quite a bit for your son's scout troop.
Well, I sit on the parent committee for the scout troop, Troop 845 in Carrboro, and they really are an amazing scout troop. They plan things that I never imagined kids 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds could do. I just try to help them in any way that I can so that these trips are successful and the kids enjoy them. I'm kind of the homeroom mom for the scouts going on these trips.
Laura, I just want you to know that you were nominated by another great community volunteer, Sandra Kamada.
She's amazing. She's wonderful. She is just an energizer bunny. She goes and goes and goes and has all these wonderful ideas and so much energy and enthusiasm.
Laura, thank you very much for everything you do in our community, and you are today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'm just a tiny bit of all the teams that I'm involved in, and I really appreciate the recognition.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, congratulations to another faithful WCHL listener. Christine Shooter called in with the word of the day. It is tremulous, T-R-E-M-U-L-O-U-S. Wayne Pond accused me of being tremulous this morning, but I really don't know why. I don't think anybody's ever said that to me. It means being timid or quivering, scared to say what you think, that kind of thing. Tremulous, that is Wayne's word, and Christine Shooter gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thanks so much. And Wayne will be back at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with another Word of the Day on WCHL.
It's a fact. Hickory Tavern was born and bred right here in the Tar Heel State. Everyone knows that no place in town has more sports passion and Tar Heel passion than Hickory Tavern. That makes Hickory Tavern the place in town to watch the game. But don't think that Hickory Tavern is just a sports bar. It sets the standard in Chapelboro for lunch, happy hour, dinner, late night, and game day. And with a huge kids menu, bring the whole family. Hickory Tavern has something for mom, dad, and the kids. So grab your family, grab your friends, and head for Hickory Tavern in Carrboro, adjacent to the Art Center. Free and easy parking in the new deck.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent. It's better.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair, available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is 55 degrees and starting to warm up a little bit here. Mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So a little bit warmer tomorrow, still not what I would really call warm. And a little chilly this morning. Have a great day. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Coalition bombs fell on ISIS targets in northern Syria today, drawing cheers and applause from embattled Kurds in the city of Kobani along the border with Turkey. But there was more heavy fighting on the ground. And ISIS, with superior firepower, is getting the better of it. Sky News correspondent Alex Rossi.
Their enemy is just a short distance away. They're pushing forward with tanks and mortar shells. And the offensive is closing in on the few Kurdish fighters remaining. The center of Kobani is still thought to be in their hands, but without further airstrikes. For how much longer?
And Turkey's president says he believes Kobani is about to fall. 400 fighters and civilians have died in the battle for Kobani. The critically ill Liberian man who's being treated for Ebola in Dallas is getting an experimental antiviral. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the latest on that.
Officials cautioned, you know, we don't know that it'll work. It's something that we're trying. We don't know that experimental drugs have worked before in the cases of those two doctors who were treated at Emory. It's just something that they're going to try and they're really hoping will work.
Doctors in Madrid are watching a Spanish nurse who tested positive for Ebola and three other people who may have been exposed. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
The nurse treated two missionaries who died in the Carlos III hospital last month. She's the first person in the world known to have contracted the virus outside of Africa. Hospital managers say they're improving their protocols as a result. Her husband's now under quarantine there as well. So is a health worker who has diarrhea but no fever and a Spaniard who recently traveled from Nigeria. Precautions to stop Ebola from getting a toehold in Europe. Frank?
University of California Santa Barbara professor Shuji Nakamura and two Japanese scientists will share the Nobel Prize in Physics for inventing a technology everyone is familiar with. Per Delsing with the prize committee says you'll find it right in your pocket.
The screen of modern smartphones uses LED technology.
As do energy-efficient LED light bulbs. Another example of modern technology, the voice-activated telephone and entertainment systems you'll find in a lot of new cars, is supposed to be less distracting.
I'm not sure what you said.
I said Apple's Siri and similar systems are supposed to be less distracting. But two studies out today find that's not necessarily so. In fact, in two tests using a driver simulator, distracted drivers